suspected that he had passed her over. She might well take offense again at his new idea.
Go on,
mewed Sandstorm. I wanted to ask you if you'd help Mistyfoot with Featherpaw's training. I can't think of any cat who would be better. Sandstorm gave him a long, measured look.
You think you can get around me with a bit of flattery, do you?
I don't. Sandstorm let out a purr of laughter.
Well, maybe you can. Of course I'll help her, you stupid furball. I'll have a word with her now.
Relief washed over Firestar. Thank you, Sandstorm. A loud wailing interrupted him. The cats still in the clearing were staring at the entrance from the gorse tunnel. Firestar could not see what had alarmed them, but he caught the tang of blood on the air and unfamiliar cat scent. Thrusting his way through his warriors, Firestar reached the entrance. Limping out of the tunnel was a cat that was almost wounded beyond recognition. Blood dripped from a long gash in his flank. His fur was matted with sand and dust, and one eye was closed. Then Firestar made out the mottled dark pelt under the dirt and managed to distinguish the scent of Wind Clan. The newcomer was Mudclaw, barely able to stand from pain and exhaustion.
Mudclaw! Firestar exclaimed. What happened?
Mudclaw staggered toward him.
You've got to help us, Firestar, he rasped. Tiger Clan is attacking our camp.
Chapter 19. Firestar leaped up the slope leading into Wind Clan territory from Four Trees. Behind him streamed a patrol of his warriors, Graystripe, Brackenfur, Sandstorm, Cloudtail, and Dustpelt, with his apprentice, Ashpaw. Firestar had not dared bring more cats to Wind Clan's aid. He had left Whitestorm in charge of the ThunderClan camp with every other warrior on watch, in case Tigerstar planned to attack them as well. His paws skimmed the springy moorland turf as his legs drove him toward the Wind Clan camp. A cold wind flattened his fur, carrying the distant scent of Shadow Clan. Although Firestar knew he was still too far away, he imagined he could hear the screeches of battle as Tigerstar's warriors fell on the unsuspecting Wind Clan.
We'll be too late, panted Graystripe at his shoulder. How long did it take Mudclaw to reach us? Wounded like that?
Firestar did not waste breath in replying. He knew Graystripe was right. This was not the first time that ThunderClan had raced to help WindClan against an alliance of ShadowClan and RiverClan. But that time they had been given more warning, and they had managed to drive the attacking warriors away. Now, by the time they reached the WindClan camp, the battle could be over. And yet Firestar knew that they had to try. The warrior code, his own friendships within Wind Clan, and the urgency of joining together to resist Tiger Clan all forced him to lead his warriors to the rescue as quickly as he could. As they drew nearer, the scent of Shadow Clan was joined by a trace of River Clan, mingling in a new scent that Firestar realized was the distinctive odor of Tiger Clan. They were near enough that he expected to hear the yowls of fighting cats, and the silence gripped his heart like cold claws. The battle must be over. Firestar slowed his pace as he and his patrol climbed the last slope toward the camp, his belly filling with dread at the thought of what they might find. Firestar slipped quietly up to the ridge, where he could look down over the camp. There was a strong scent of Wind Clan in the air, along with the tang of blood and fear. A single eerie wail broke the silence as Firestar breasted the rise and saw what Tigerstar had done. The hollow where the Wind Clan cats had their camp was lined with gorse bushes. A few yellow flowers still showed on the spiny branches. Beyond, in the center of the camp, Firestar could see cats huddled together, scarcely moving. As he watched, a tortoiseshell queen raised her head and let out another chilling wail.
Morning flower,
Firestar exclaimed. Flicking his tail for his warriors to follow him, he raced down through the bushes and into the camp. Bursting out into the open, he was confronted by the Wind Clan leader, Tallstar. The black and white Tom's fur was torn and covered in dust, and his long tail drooped with exhaustion.
Firestar!
His voice was rough with pain.
I knew you would come.
Not soon enough, I'm sorry. The Wind Clan leader shook his head helplessly. You did your best. He turned toward the cats who crouched on the floor of the clearing, too shocked or injured to move. You can see what Tiger Star has done. Tell us what happened, urged Graystripe. Tallstar twitched his ears. You can see. Tiger Star and his warriors crept up on us. We had no warning, and in any case, there were too many for us to fight. Firestar padded forward, feeling his stomach turn over. None of the Wind Clan warriors had escaped without wounds. Deadfoot, the Wind Clan deputy, was lying very still with blood trickling from a gash on his flank. Next to him lay Running Brook, a she-cat whose pale gray fur was hanging off her shoulder in clumps. Their eyes stared at nothing, as if they couldn't believe what had happened. Firestar could scarcely believe it either. This had been a completely unprovoked attack. There had been no warning at the last gathering. Tigerstar had gained no extra territory for his clan. The purpose of this attack had been nothing more than to bring fear to the Wind Clan cats.
Hey, Firestar.
A weak voice made Firestar turn to see his old friend One Whisker. The brown tabby warrior was lying on his side with deep wounds to his throat and shoulder. Barkface, the Wind Clan medicine cat, was pressing cobwebs to them, but the blood still oozed out sluggishly. One Whisker. Firestar trailed off, not knowing what to say. One Whisker's eyes were bright with pain.
It's not as bad as it looks, he grunted. You should have seen the other cat.
I wish we'd come in time, Firestar meowed.
I wish you had too. Look over there.
One Whisker turned his head, and Barkface snapped.
Keep still.
Firestar followed the injured warrior's gaze. Morningflower, the tortoiseshell queen who had been wailing aloud, was crouched over the motionless body of another cat. A small body, with torn ginger and white fur.
No.
Firestar's throat closed, so he had to choke out the words.
Not Gorsepaw. Tiger Star killed him.
One Whisker's voice was tight with rage.
He pinned him down in the center of the clearing, with his warriors around him so none of us could get close enough to stop him. He said he was going to kill him to show the rest of us what we could expect if we refused to join him.
Firestar closed his eyes, unable to bear the blood-stained scene in front of him. Yet all he could see was an image of the massive leader of Tiger Clan, paws holding down the helpless apprentice while he challenged the Wind Clan warriors. A shiver ran through him. He thought back to the time that he and Graystripe had traveled to find Wind Clan and bring them home after Shadow Clan had driven them into exile. Firestar had carried Gorsepaw, then a tiny kit, back across the Thunderpath. All of that was wasted now, thanks to Tigerstar. Firestar could not help wondering if Tigerstar had deliberately chosen Gorsepaw because he knew of Firestar's bond with the young apprentice. Opening his eyes, Firestar left One Whisker and padded softly over to Morningflower, touching her shoulder with his nose to draw her attention. She looked up, her beautiful eyes dulled with grief.
Firestar, she whispered, I didn't ever think you'd saved my son for this. What has Star Clan done to us?
Firestar crouched down beside Morningflower, pressing himself against her side to comfort her, and touched his nose to Gorsepaw's fur.
He was growing into a fine warrior, he murmured.
The sound of another cat roused him. He looked up to see Graystripe. His friend bowed his head too, and touched Gorsepaw's fur, mewing a few words of comfort to Morningflower.
Firestar, what do you want us to do?
He asked, raising his head again.
We can't just leave them like this.
With a last gentle lick of Morningflower's ear, Firestar stood up and moved away with his friend. Take two or three cats on patrol, he ordered. One or two of WindClan, too, if any of them are fit. They'll know their boundaries better than us. Check to make sure that there are no Tiger Clan warriors still lurking around. If you find any, you know what to do. Chase them off, or kill them if you have to. And bring back as much fresh kill as you can. Wind Clan needs to eat, and they're not capable of hunting for themselves.
Right,
meowed Graystripe. He called Sandstorm, Cloudtail, and Dustpelt, and checked with Tallstar for permission to patrol in his territory. Tallstar agreed gratefully and ordered Webfoot, who had escaped with torn fur and scratches, to go with them and show them the best places for prey.
We need to talk, the Wind Clan leader mewed to Firestar as he watched the patrol leave. Tiger Star left a message for you. Firestar pricked his ears. A message? He wants both of us to meet him tomorrow at Four Trees at Sunhigh, Tallstar replied. He says he's tired of waiting. He wants our decision about whether we'll join Tiger Clan or not. And he's shown us what he'll do if we refuse. He flicked his tail toward the wounded warriors and the limp body of the dead apprentice, all his grief contained in the simple gesture. Firestar met his gaze, and the two leaders shared a long look of understanding. I'd rather die than join Tiger Star's clan, Firestar declared at last.
So would I, agreed Tallstar. And I'm glad to hear you say that. Blue Star was right about you all along. Many cats thought you were too young and inexperienced when she made you her deputy. But you're showing your quality now. The forest needs cats like you.
Firestar bowed his head, humbled by the unexpected praise. So? We'll meet tomorrow at Four Trees, he meowed. Tallstar nodded gravely.
Take my advice, Firestar, and bring some of your warriors with you. When we refuse to join Tiger Star, I don't imagine he'll let us walk away without a fight.
Firestar felt chilled to the tip of his tail. He could see that the older cat was right, and if we have to, we'll fight together.
Together, Tallstar promised. Our clans will join together like a lion to fight the tiger who prowls our forest.
Firestar stared at him in amazement. Tallstar could not know of Bluestar's prophecy, nor of Firestar's vision by the stream. And yet he had echoed the words of the prophecy.
Four will become two. Lion and tiger will join in battle.
Had Star Clan spoken to him as well? Firestar knew that the Wind Clan leader would not say. What passed between a clan leader and the spirits of their warrior ancestors was for no other ears. But this echo reminded Firestar that they were leaders together, with the power of two mighty clans behind them. Gazing steadily at the noble black and white cat, Firestar meowed. I swear by Star Clan that my clan will be the friend of yours, to fight this evil side by side.
I swear it too, Tallstar replied solemnly.
Firestar raised his head, tasting the air, which still carried a faint trace of the raiding cats. He knew that this vow would run through their blood like cold fire until Tiger Star had been driven from the forest, or until they lost their ninth lives trying. Chapter 20. The sun had begun to set over the river, turning the water to a moving sheet of flame and sending a comforting warmth through Firestar's fur. He stood on the top of Sunning Rocks, looking out over RiverClan territory.
I wonder what tomorrow will bring, he murmured.
Beside him, Sandstorm shook her head, not replying in words, but pressing her warm flank close to him. After their return from the devastated WindClan camp, Firestar had asked the Pale Ginger Warrior to patrol with him. He had felt the need to get away from the rest of his clan for a while, to prepare himself for the meeting with Tiger Star. Yet he had not wanted to be completely alone, and Sandstorm's presence comforted him. They had skirted Snake Rocks and followed the Thunder Path up to the border with Shadow Clan to renew the scent markings as far as Four Trees. Finally, they returned along the River Clan border. There was no sign of Tiger Clan intruders. The borders were secure, and yet Firestar knew that if they had to fight Tiger Clan, the battle would be about so much more than borders. It would be the climax of his conflict with Tiger Star, which had lasted almost since he had first set paw in the forest. Firestar lingered on the rocks, savoring the comfort of being alone with Sandstorm. Tiger Star is determined to make himself ruler of the whole forest, he meowed. We must expect a battle.
And Thunder Clan will bear the worst of it, meowed Sandstorm.
How many warriors can WindClan offer us after today?
Her voice was troubled, but Firestar knew that, with or without WindClan, every cat in ThunderClan would fight beside him bravely. The fiery light was dying. Firestar turned to gaze across his beloved forest. A single star glittered in the violet sky.
Is that you, Blue Star?
Firestar asked silently.
Are you still watching over us?
Fervently, he hoped that his former leader was still protecting the clan she loved. If they survived the next day's meeting with Tiger Star and managed to stay free from his quest for absolute power, it would be because Star Clan knew that the forest needed four clans. Everything was still and silent. There was no breeze to ruffle the cat's fur, no sound of prey scuffling among the rocks. Firestar felt as if the whole forest were holding its breath, waiting for the coming dawn.
I love you, Sandstorm, he murmured, pushing his muzzle against her side.
Sandstorm turned her head to meet his gaze, her green eyes glowing.
I love you too,
she replied.
And I know that you'll bring us through tomorrow, whatever happens.
Firestar wished he could share her conviction, but he let himself be soothed by her trust in him. We need to go and rest, he mewed. The chill of night was gathering by the time they reached the ravine. Frost already sparkled on the grass and the surface of the rocks. As Firestar emerged from the gorse tunnel, a white shape loomed out of the darkness.
I was starting to worry about you, Whitestorm meowed. I thought you might have run into trouble.
No, we're fine, Firestar replied. There isn't even a mouse stirring out there.
Pity. We could do with a few.
Whitestorm gave Firestar a quick report on the patrols he had sent out and the watch he had set on the camp.
You get some sleep, he finished. It's going to be a tough day tomorrow.
I will, Firestar agreed. Thanks, Whitestorm. The white warrior faded back into the darkness again. I'm going to check on the sentries, he meowed as he retreated.
You couldn't have chosen a better deputy,
Sandstorm commented when he was out of earshot.
I know. I don't know what I'd do without him.
Sandstorm looked at Firestar, sadness and wisdom in her green eyes.
You might find out tomorrow, she meowed. Or any of the others. If Tiger Star makes us fight, cats are going to die, Firestar.
I know, but he had not truly thought about what that would mean until now. Some of the sleeping cats around him, the friends he loved, the warriors he trusted, would be lost to him. Win or lose, some of the cats Firestar led out to battle would not come back. And they would die because he had ordered them to fight. A pang of grief shook him so deep and painful that he almost wailed aloud.
I know, he repeated. But what can I do? Go on.
Sandstorm's voice was soft.
You're our leader, Firestar. You have to do your duty. And you do it brilliantly.
Humbled, Firestar found nothing to say, and after a moment, Sandstorm pressed her muzzle against his.
I'd better get some sleep, she murmured.
No, wait. Firestar found he could not face the prospect of that solitary den underneath the high rock, full of shadows. I don't want to be alone tonight. Come and share my den with me? The ginger she-cat dipped her head.
All right, if you want me to.
Firestar gave her ear a quick lick and led the way across the clearing. Even though the curtain of lichen over the entrance to the den had still not grown back after the fire, the den lay in deep shadow. More by scent than sight, Firestar realized that one of the apprentices had left Freshkill for him, and he remembered how hungry he was. The prey was a rabbit. He and Sandstorm crouched side by side to share it, swallowing with quick, famished gulps.
I needed that.
Sandstorm purred, extending her front paws and arching her back in a long, luxurious stretch. Then she yawned.
I could sleep for a moon.
Firestar arranged his mossy bedding to make a sleeping place for her, and she curled up and closed her eyes.
Good night, Firestar,
she murmured. Firestar touched his nose to her fur.
Good night.
Soon her soft, regular breathing told him she was asleep. For all his weariness, Firestar did not feel ready to curl up beside her. Instead, he sat watching while the moon rose and spilled pale light through the entrance to the den, touching Sandstorm's fur to silver. She was so beautiful, Firestar thought. So precious to him. And yet she too might die tomorrow. This is what it means to be a leader, he realized. He did not know if he could endure the pain of it, even though he knew that when dawn came, he would take up the burden Star Clan had laid on him. Please, Star Clan, help me to bear it well, he thought, as he settled himself into the moss beside Sandstorm. He took comfort from the warmth of her fur, as he let sleep claim him at last. Chapter 21 Firestar woke to see the den floor washed by the pale light of sunrise. Beside him, Sandstorm still slept, the moss stirred by her breathing. Careful not to wake her, Firestar rose, stretched, and padded out into the chilly morning. The clearing was deserted, but almost at once Whitestorm appeared from the warrior's den. I've sent out the dawn patrol, he reported. Brackenfur, Mousefur, and Graystripe. I told them to do a quick sweep up the ShadowClan border and report back to us. Good, mewed Firestar. It would be just like Tigerstar to arrange a meeting at Four Trees and then mount a raid somewhere else. That's why I'm leaving you in charge of the camp, with as many warriors as I can spare. Take all the strength you need, Whitestorm meowed. We'll be fine. Young Brightheart is shaping up to be a really useful fighter ever since she started training with Cloudtail, and the elders can still raise a few claws if they're pushed. They'll be pushed before all this is over, Firestar predicted. Thanks, Whitestorm. I know I can rely on you. The White Warrior nodded and disappeared into the den again. Firestar watched him go, and padded across the clearing to the fern tunnel that led to Cinderbelt's den. When he reached the medicine cat's den, he could hear her voice coming from the cleft in the rock.
Juniper berries, marigold leaves, poppy seeds.
Looking inside, Firestar saw the small gray she-cat checking the heaps of healing herbs and berries ranged alongside the wall of the den. Hi, Cinderbelt, he mewed. Everything in order? The medicine cat turned to him with a grave look in her blue eyes.
As much as it'll ever be.
You think there will definitely be a battle? Firestar asked her. Has Star Clan spoken to you? Cinderpelt came to join him at the mouth of the den.
No, not a word, she replied. But common sense says there'll be a battle, Firestar. I don't need an omen from Star Clan to tell me that.
She was right, Firestar knew. And yet her words chilled him. With such a momentous meeting ahead, why had there been no sign from Star Clan? Had their warrior ancestors abandoned them in their time of greatest need? Too late, Firestar wondered if he should have traveled to Highstones to share tongues with Star Clan. Do you know why Star Clan is silent? He asked Cinderpelt out loud. The medicine cat shook her head.
But I do know something,
she meowed, as if she had read his thoughts.
Star Clan hasn't forgotten us. They decreed long ago that there should be four clans in the forest, and they won't stand by and let Tigerstar change that forever.
As Firestar thanked her and turned away to muster his warriors, he wished he shared her faith. A stiff breeze was blowing as Firestar led his warriors up the slope to Four Trees, rippling the grass and carrying the scent of many cats. Each gust brought a sting of rain from the gray clouds that pushed each other across the sky. At the top of the slope, Firestar paused, crouching in the shelter of the bushes to look down into the clearing. Almost at once, Cloudtail appeared at his side.
Why are we standing about? He demanded. Let's get on with it.
Not until I know what's going on, Firestar told him. For all we know, we could be walking into an ambush. Facing his warriors, he raised his voice so that they could all hear him. You all know why we're here, he began. Tigerstar wants us to join his clan, and he won't take no for an answer. I'd like to believe we can get out of this without a fight, but I can't be sure. As he finished speaking, Cloudtail flicked Firestar on the shoulder with his tail and then pointed to the other side of the hollow. Turning, Firestar saw Tallstar approaching from WindClan territory, followed by his warriors. Good. WindClan is here, he mewed. Let's go and meet them. Firestar led the way along the lip of the hollow until he came face to face with the long-tailed black and white Tom. The Wind Clan leader dipped his head in greeting.
Well met, Firestar. This is a black day for the forest.
It is indeed, Firestar agreed. But our clans will stand for what is right by the warrior code, whatever happens. Firestar was surprised at how many had come with Tallstar. Remembering the wounded and devastated cats in the Wind Clan camp the day before, he had expected only a small group to come to Four Trees. Instead, practically every warrior must have been there. They still showed the scars of the raid on their camp, but their eyes were bright and determined. Firestar recognized his friend One Whisker, a long wheel showing red along one flank, and Morning Flower, her eyes cold with longing to avenge the death of her son. Tiger Star might have a nasty shock, Firestar reflected, to see how many of Wind Clan's warriors were still ready to fight against him. Taking a deep breath, he meowed. Let's go. Tallstar dipped his head. Lead on, Firestar. Startled at being given such an honor by the older and more experienced leader, Firestar waved his tail to signal to the two united clans. Lion Clan, he thought with a rush of pride. This was his destiny. He stalked down the slope through the bushes, all his senses alert for attack, but he heard nothing except for the rustle of his own warriors following him. The scent of Tiger Clan was still some way off. As Firestar led his cats into the clearing beneath the great oaks, the bushes on the opposite side parted, and Tiger Star stepped out to face him. Blackfoot, Darkstripe, and Leopard Star flanked him like vengeful shadows. The massive tabby's eyes gleamed as he spotted Firestar, and the young ThunderClan leader realized that this war was personal for him too. Tigerstar wanted nothing more than to sink his claws and teeth into Firestar's pelt and rip him to pieces. Instead of making Firestar afraid, the knowledge exhilarated him. Let him try, he thought. Greetings, Tigerstar, he meowed coolly. You came then. Not still looking for those prisoners you lost from RiverClan territory. Tigerstar let out a snarl.
You'll regret that day's work, Firestar.
Try and make me, Firestar retorted. The Tiger Clan leader did not reply, but waited, as more of his followers appeared through the bushes. They were a formidable group, Firestar realized, though some of them bore wounds and claw marks from the raid on Wind Clan the previous day. His heart began to thump painfully as he realized that the battle he had feared for so long might be unleashed any moment. Tigerstar took a pace forward, his head raised challengingly.
Have you thought about my offer? I'm giving you the choice. Join with me now and accept my leadership, or be destroyed.
Firestar exchanged a single glance with Tallstar. There was no need for words. They had already decided what their response must be. Firestar spoke for them both. We reject your offer. The forest was never meant to be ruled by one clan, especially not one led by a dishonorable murderer.
But it will be.
Tigerstar's voice was soft. He didn't even try to defend himself against Firestar's accusation.
With you, or without you, Firestar, it will be. By sunset today, the time of four clans will be over.
The answer is still no, Firestar meowed. ThunderClan will never submit.
Nor will Wind Clan, added Tallstar.
Then your courage is matched only by your stupidity, growled Tigerstar.
He paused, his gaze raking the warriors of Wind Clan and Thunder Clan. Firestar heard snarls from the Tiger Clan warriors behind their leader and forced himself not to flinch away from their glittering eyes and bristling fur. For a few heartbeats, not a cat moved, and Firestar braced himself for Tigerstar's order to attack. Then he heard a choking sound behind him, and a single word gasped out.
Tawnypaw.
Bramblepaw was standing rigid at Firestar's shoulder, staring into the ranks of their enemies. Following his gaze, Firestar spotted the young she-cat, standing close beside Oakfur, a ShadowClan warrior.
What is she doing there?
That was Brackenfur, thrusting himself forward to stand at Firestar's other side.
Tiger Star did steal her!
Steal her? There was a purr in Tiger Star's voice. Not at all. Tawnypaw came to us willingly.
Firestar didn't know whether to believe him or not. Tawnypaw was looking down at the ground as if she didn't want to meet the eyes of her brother and her former mentor. He had to admit that she didn't look like a prisoner. Instead, she just looked uncomfortable at being the center of attention.
Tawnypaw!
Bramblepaw called.
What are you doing? You're a ThunderClan cat! Come back to us!
Firestar winced at the pain in the young cat's voice. He remembered the agony of losing Graystripe when his friend chose to leave and join RiverClan. Tawnypaw said nothing.
No, Bramblepaw, Tigerstar meowed. You come to us. Your sister made the right choice. TigerClan will rule over the whole forest, and you can share our power.
Firestar saw Bramblepaw's muscles tense. At last, after all the doubts and suspicions Firestar had felt about him, the young cat was faced with a simple choice. Would he follow his father, or stay loyal to his clan?
What do you say? Tigerstar prompted. ThunderClan is finished. There is nothing there for you.
Join you?
Bramblepaw growled. He paused, swallowing as he fought to control his anger. When he spoke again, his words rang out clearly, so that every cat in the clearing could hear him.
Join you? He repeated. After everything you've done, I'd rather die.
A murmur of approval broke out among the ThunderClan cats. Tiger Star's amber eyes smoldered with rage.
Are you sure? He hissed. I won't make the offer twice. Join me now, or you will die.
Then at least I'll go to StarClan as a loyal ThunderClan cat,
Bramblepaw retorted, his head high. Firestar felt pride thrilling through him from nose to tail tip. There could be no greater challenge to Tigerstar's power than for his own son to reject him in favor of the clan his father despised.
Fool! Tigerstar spat. Stay then, and die with these other fools!
Firestar braced himself as he waited for his enemy to launch the attack, convinced that battle was upon them. Instead, to his surprise, Blackfoot raised his tail in a signal. The bushes on the opposite slope rustled, and Firestar's eyes widened in shock as more cats emerged into the clearing. He had never seen any of them before. They were skinny, their fur ragged, but he sensed strength in their wiry limbs. The stench of crow food and the thunderpath rolled off them. These were no forest cats. The warriors of ThunderClan and WindClan stared in disbelief as more and more of the strangers padded into the clearing. They fanned out into a semicircle around TigerClan, row after row of them, more cats than Firestar could remember seeing all together in the forest, even at a gathering.
Well, Tigerstar demanded silkily, are you still sure that you want to stand and fight?
Chapter 22 Dismay kept Firestar's paws rooted to the ground as he watched the newcomers approach. He noticed that some of them were wearing collars.
Collars?
Ashpaw spat behind him, echoing his thoughts. The apprentice's voice was sharp with disgust.
Look at them! They're kitty pets! We won't have any trouble beating them!
Keep quiet, his mentor Dustpelt warned quietly.
Until we have the full measure of our enemy, we don't know anything about these cats yet.
Firestar remained silent until all the strange cats had moved into the clearing and gathered around TigerClan. A huge black and white Tom stepped out of their ranks and went to stand beside Tigerstar. Firestar presumed this was the leader of the newcomers. He was almost as big as Tigerstar himself, and he was muscular and battle-scarred. Even though they wore collars, Firestar knew these cats were far from being pampered kitty pets. Behind the black and white warrior appeared a much smaller black cat, who stalked light-footed through the grass, to stand on Tiger Star's other side. Firestar could not imagine who he was. He looked more like a medicine cat than a warrior. Firestar could feel every hair in his pelt tingling, and the air tasted thick, as if a storm were about to break. "So, Tiger Star," he meowed, forcing his voice to remain steady. "Do you want to tell us who your new friends are?"
"This is Blood Clan," Tiger Star announced. "They come from Two-Leg Place. I have brought them to the forest to persuade you foolish cats to join with me. I knew you wouldn't have the sense to agree on your own."
A hiss of outrage rippled through ThunderClan and WindClan. Firestar heard Thornclaw whisper, "Remember those rogues we scented the day I was made a warrior? I bet they came from BloodClan." He could well be right, Firestar thought. A patrol of these rogues from Two-Leg Place, checking out the forest to see what Tigerstar had to offer them. And what exactly had he offered? To share the forest in return for their help in battle?
"You see, Firestar," Tigerstar's voice was exultant, "I am even more powerful than StarClan, for I have changed the clans in the forest from 4 to 2. Tiger Clan and Blood Clan will rule together."
Firestar stared at his enemy in alarm. There was no possibility of reasoning with Tigerstar now. His hunger for power had twisted him so that in his mind, his own huge figure dominated everything, blotting out even the light of StarClan. "No, Tigerstar," he answered quietly. "If you want to fight, let us fight. StarClan will show who is more powerful."
"You mouse-brained fool," Tigerstar spat. "I was prepared to come here and talk with you today. Just remember that it was you who drove us to this. And when your clanmates are dying around you, they will blame you at their last breath."
He swung around to face the mass of cats ranged behind him.
"Blood Clan! Attack!"
Not a cat moved. Tigerstar's amber eyes widened and he screeched,
"Attack! I order you!"
Still, none of the warriors moved, except for the small black cat who took a pace forward. He glanced toward Firestar.
"I am Scourge, the leader of Blood Clan," he meowed, his voice cold and quiet. "Tigerstar, my warriors are not yours to command. They will attack when I tell them, and not before."
The look Tigerstar gave him was incredulous and glittered with all the hatred he had ever shown to Firestar, as if he couldn't believe that this scrap of a cat was defying him. Firestar seized his opportunity. He paced forward until he stood right in front of the two leaders. Behind him, he heard Graystripe hiss, "Firestar, be careful!" But this was no time for being careful. The very future of the forest was at stake. Balanced on the breadth of a hair between Tigerstar's bloodthirsty quest for power and the whims of the unknown Blood Clan. Now Firestar could see that the collar Scourge wore around his neck was studded with teeth, the teeth of dogs and cat's teeth, too. Great StarClan! Did they kill their own kind and wear the teeth as trophies? Others of the cats were wearing the same grisly ornaments. Firestar's belly clenched, and his mind reeled with a vision of blood flowing down the sides of the hollow, washing around the cat's paws in a sticky, reeking tide. His terror was not just for himself and his own clan, but for every cat in the forest, friends and enemies alike. Would blood truly rule the forest as Blue Star had prophesied? Had she meant that Blood Clan would rule? Firestar shot a scorching glance at Tigerstar, wanting to express all the hatred he felt for the cat who had brought them to this. But Firestar knew he had to hold on to his self-control if he was to make any impression on the Blood Clan cats. Dipping his head toward their leader, he meowed clearly so all the cats could hear him. "Greetings, Scourge. I am Firestar,
leader of ThunderClan. I wish I could say you are welcome in the forest, but you would not believe me if I did, and I have no wish to lie to you. Unlike your supposed ally here, I am a cat of honor.
He flicked his tail toward Tiger Star, trying to put all the contempt he felt into the single gesture.
If you've believed any promises he made to you, you're mistaken.
Tiger Star told me he had enemies in the forest.
There was all the cold of Leaf Bear in the black cat's voice. When Firestar looked into his eyes, it was like gazing into the deep places of the night, unrelieved by the smallest gleam of light from StarClan.
Why should I believe you instead of him?
Firestar took a breath. This was the chance he had wanted all along, the chance he had missed at the last gathering, when thunder and lightning had interrupted the meeting. At last he could stand in front of all the clans of the forest and bring Tiger Star's dreadful history into the open. But now it was not just a matter of tarnishing Tiger Star's reputation, but of saving the whole forest from destruction.
Cats of all clans, Firestar began. And especially cats of Blood Clan. You have no need to believe or disbelieve me. Tiger Star's crimes speak for themselves. When he was still a warrior of ThunderClan, he murdered our deputy, Redtail, hoping to be made deputy himself. First, Lionheart was chosen as deputy, but when that noble warrior died in a fight with ShadowClan, Tiger Star achieved his ambition at last.
He paused. A grim silence gripped the whole clearing, broken only by a contemptuous rumble from Tiger Star.
You away, little kitty pet. It won't change anything.
Firestar ignored him.
Being deputy wasn't enough, he went on. Tiger Star wanted to be leader of the clan. He set a trap for Blue Star by the Thunderpath, but my own apprentice strayed into it instead. That's how Cinderpelt came by her crippled leg.
A shocked murmur swept through the clearing. Except for Blood Clan, they all knew Cinderpelt, and she was popular even with cats of other clans.
Then Tiger Star conspired with Broken Tail, the former leader of Shadow Clan who was ThunderClan's prisoner,
Firestar told the listening cats.
He brought a pack of rogues into ThunderClan camp and tried to murder Blue Star with his own claws. I stopped him, and when ThunderClan had beaten off the attack, we drove him into exile. As a rogue, he slaughtered yet another of our warriors, Running Wind. Then before we knew what he was up to, he had made himself leader of Shadow Clan.
Firestar paused and looked around him. He was not sure how Blood Clan and their leader Scourge were taking all this, but he could see that he had the horrified attention of every other cat in the clearing. He steadied himself, wanting to be sure they heard the last, most dreadful part of his story.
But Tiger Star still wanted revenge on ThunderClan. 3 moons ago, a pack of dogs got loose in the forest. Tiger Star caught prey for them, then laid a trail of dead rabbits between the dog's lair and the ThunderClan camp to lead them to us. He murdered one of our queens, Brindleface, and left her near the camp to give the dogs a taste for cat blood. If we hadn't found out in time to escape, the whole of ThunderClan would have been torn to pieces.
Good riddance, Tiger Star growled.
As it was,
Firestar forced himself to go on.
Our leader, Blue Star, died the bravest death of any cat, saving me and all her clan from the pack.
He expected yowls of outrage, but only silence greeted him as his story came to an end. The eyes of every cat were fixed on him, stunned with shock. Firestar glanced at Leopard Star, still standing with Blackfoot and Darkstripe a little way behind Tiger Star. The RiverClan leader looked horrified. For a few heartbeats, Firestar hoped that she might immediately break her agreement with Tiger Star and withdraw her clan from his leadership, but she remained silent.
This is Tiger Star's history,
Firestar meowed urgently, turning back to Scourge.
It all shows one thing, that he'll do anything for power. If he promised you a share of the forest, don't believe him. He won't give up one paw print, not to you or any cat.
Scourge's eyes narrowed. Firestar could see that he was thinking carefully about what he had heard, and hope flared inside him like a tiny flame.
Tiger Star told me what he was planning to do with the dogs when he visited me 2 moons ago.
The black cat turned his head so that his gaze rested on the leader of Shadow Clan.
He did not tell me that his plan failed.
None of that matters now, Tiger Star broke in roughly. We have an agreement with you, Scourge. Fight beside me now, and you'll have all I offered you.
My clan and I fight when I choose, Scourge meowed.
To Firestar, he added,
I will think about what you have said. There will be no battle today.
Tiger Star's fur bristled with rage, and his tail lashed from side to side. His muscles bunched as he dropped into a crouch.
Traitor!
He screeched, and leaped at Scourge with claws extended. Watching with horror, Firestar expected to see the smaller cat torn apart. He knew from bitter experience the strength in Tiger Star's muscles, but Scourge whipped to one side, avoiding Tiger Star as he landed. When the massive tabby turned to face him, Scourge lashed out with his front paws. The pale leaf bear sun glinted unnaturally on the tips of each talon. Firestar felt his blood run cold. Scourge's claws were reinforced with long, sharpened dog's teeth. One blow to his shoulder unbalanced Tiger Star. He fell on his side, exposing his belly, and Scourge's vicious claws sank into his throat. Blood welled out as the smaller cat ripped him down to the tail with a single slash. A desperate scream of fury erupted from Tiger Star, then broke off with a ghastly choking sound. His body convulsed, limbs jerking and tail flailing. For a heartbeat, a stillness settled over him, and Firestar knew he was falling into the trance of a leader who loses a life, to wake after a little while restored to strength and with the rest of his lives intact. But not even StarClan could heal this terrible wound. Scourge stood back and watched coldly as Tiger Star's body convulsed again. The dark red blood kept on flowing, spreading across the ground in a ceaseless tide. Tiger Star let out another shriek. Firestar wanted to cover his ears so he didn't have to listen anymore, but he was frozen to the spot. Again, the massive tabby's body grew still for a heartbeat. But again, the wound was too terrible to yield to the healing trance. Another spasm seized Tiger Star's body. His claws tore up clumps of grass in his agony, while his screeches turned from fury to terror.
He's dying 9 times, Firestar realized. Oh, Star Clan. No.
It was a death he would not have wished on any cat, not even Tiger Star. And he thought it would never be over. When they saw what was happening to the leader they had believed was invincible, horrified yowling came from the warriors of Tiger Clan. Firestar realized that they were all breaking rank. Several cats pushed roughly past him in their mad haste to flee from the clearing. From somewhere behind him, he heard Tallstar call out to his own warriors.
Wait! Hold the line!
Firestar knew he did not have to give his own warriors the same order. They would stand with him to the end. Tiger Star was panting now, his fight for life exhausting him. Firestar caught a glimpse of his amber eyes, glazed with pain and fear and hatred. Then his body gave one last jerk and lay still. Tiger Star was dead. Frozen in disbelief, Firestar stared down at the lifeless body, his oldest enemy, the most dangerous cat in the forest, the cat he had expected to fight to the death, gone, just like that. Firestar was left facing Scourge. The small black cat looked unmoved. Now Firestar knew not to underestimate him due to his size. He knew he had never faced a cat more dangerous than this, who in a single blow could destroy a leader with 9 lives. Behind Scourge, The cats of Blood Clan moved forward, as if they were about to attack, and Firestar shot a glance at his own warriors to make sure they were ready. They stood in line with the warriors of Wind Clan, and Firestar braced himself to leap forward with them. But when he looked back at the enemy, Scourge raised one blood-soaked paw. The cats behind him stopped.
You see what happens to cats who defy Blood Clan,
the black cat warned calmly.
Your friend here.
He gave a contemptuous flick with his tail toward Tiger Star's motionless body.
Thought he could control us. He was wrong.
We don't want to control you, Firestar rasped. All we want is to lead our lives in peace. We're sorry the Tiger Star brought you here with lies. Please feel free to hunt before you go home.
Go home?
Scourge widened his eyes in scornful disbelief.
We're not going anywhere, forest fool. In the town where we come from, there are many, many cats, and live prey is scarce. Here in the forest, we won't need to depend on two-leg rubbish for our food.
His gaze slid past Firestar to where ThunderClan and WindClan stood ready for battle.
We are taking over this territory now, he went on. I shall rule the forest as well as the town. But I understand that you may need some time to reflect on this. You have 3 days to leave, or meet my clan in battle. I shall wait for your decision at dawn on the 4th day.
Chapter 23 Firestar stared, speechless with shock, as Scourge turned away and disappeared through the lines of his own warriors. Silently, the cats of Blood Clan fell in behind him and vanished into the bushes with scarcely a rustle. Firestar tracked their departure through the movement of branches up the side of the hollow, and then they were gone. Firestar looked down at the body of Tiger Star. The huge tabby's legs were splayed and his teeth bared in a last snarl of defiance at death. The amber eyes that had smoldered with savage ambition were blank and sightless. Faced with the death of his enemy, Firestar knew he should feel triumphant. He had known for a long time now that the only hope for peace in the forest was the death of Tiger Star. But Firestar had always expected that he would be the cat that struck his enemy down, risking his own life in combat with the massive warrior. Instead, now that Tiger Star lay at his paws, staining them with his blood, he found himself struggling with the strangest feeling of all, grief. Tiger Star had received from Star Clan all the strength, skill, and intelligence to make himself truly great, a legend among cats. But he had misused his gifts, murdered and lied and plotted revenge, until his ambition brought him to this terrible end. And nothing had been solved. The fate of every clan still hung in the balance, and the tide of blood still flowed.
We need your strength, Tiger Star, Firestar whispered, just as we need every cat who can fight to drive Blood Clan out of the forest.
He became aware that another cat was standing beside him, and he turned his head to see Graystripe. The rest of the ThunderClan cats were still drawn up in their battle lines at the far side of the clearing, with Tallstar and the WindClan warriors beside them.
Firestar?
Graystripe's yellow eyes were huge with fear.
Are you okay?
Firestar shook himself. I will be. Don't worry, Graystripe. Come on. I need to talk to Tallstar. As they turned away, Graystripe glanced down at the dead Shadow Clan leader, and a shudder passed through him.
I never want to see anything like that again,
he meowed hoarsely.
If we don't get rid of Scourge, you probably will,
Firestar replied. He paced slowly back toward the Wind Clan leader, using the time it took to cross the clearing to think. When he stood in front of Tallstar, he saw his own shock reflected in the eyes of the older cat.
I can't believe what I've just seen,
the Wind Clan leader mewed.
9 lives gone. Just like that.
Firestar nodded. No cat would blame you if you took your clan and left the forest to find another place to live. He did not doubt Tallstar's courage, but felt unable to assume that he would stay to fight such a terrible enemy. Tallstar stiffened and his neck fur bristled.
Wind Clan was driven from the forest once, he hissed. Never again. Our territory is ours, and we'll fight for it. Is Thunder Clan with us?
Even before Firestar replied, he heard a murmuring from his own cats, defiance and determination mingled together. We'll fight, he promised, and we'll be proud to stand side by side with Wind Clan. The two leaders looked into each other's eyes for a few heartbeats. Firestar could see that Tallstar shared the fear neither of them had spoken, that their resolve to fight the invading cats could mean the destruction of both their clans.
We'll go now to prepare ourselves, Tallstar meowed at last. And we'll meet you here again in 3 days, at dawn.
At dawn, Firestar echoed. And may Star Clan be with us all. He watched the Wind Clan cats retreat up the slope toward their territory before he turned to his own warriors. They looked subdued, eyes wide with apprehension. Yet Firestar knew that none of them would flinch from the coming battle. They had followed him to Four Trees expecting to fight, and even though their enemies were more terrible than any cat could have imagined, they would still defy them to keep the forest that they loved.
I'm proud of you all, Firestar mewed quietly. If any cats can drive out Blood Clan,
you can. Sandstorm padded over to him and pressed her muzzle against his shoulder.
With you to lead us, we will do anything, she promised.
For a moment, Firestar felt too overwhelmed to speak. Far from lifting his spirits, his warrior's expectations weighed on him heavily.
Let's get back to camp, he managed to meow at last. We've a lot to do.
Graystripe, Cloudtail, scout ahead. I wouldn't put it past Scourge to lay an ambush for us.
The two warriors bounded away in the direction of the ThunderClan camp. A few moments later, Firestar led the rest of his cats after them, putting Dustpelt at the rear to keep watch. As they headed swiftly through the forest, Firestar thought he could feel Scourge's cold, malignant eyes following their paw steps. Once before, when the dog pack was loose, Firestar had felt like prey in the forest. And now his enemy had a face all the more terrible for being one of his own kind. But if the Blood Clan leader was watching them, he gave no sign of it, and the ThunderClan warriors reached the ravine unchallenged. Firestar noticed that Bramblepaw had begun to lag behind, his tail trailing on the ground.
What's wrong?
He asked gently. Bramblepaw raised his eyes to his mentor's, and Firestar was shocked by the depths of sick horror in his gaze.
I thought I hated my father, he mewed quietly. I didn't want to join his clan, but I didn't want him to die like that.
I know.
Firestar pressed his muzzle against the young cat's side. But it's over now, and you're free of him. Bramblepaw turned his head away.
I don't think I'll ever be free of him, he murmured. Even now that he's dead, no cat will forget that I'm his son. And what about Tawnypaw?
His voice choked.
How could she choose to follow him?
I don't know.
Firestar understood how much pain Tawnypaw's betrayal must have caused her brother. But if we come through this, I promise that we'll find a way of talking to her.
Does that mean you will let her come back to ThunderClan?
I can't be sure of anything, Firestar admitted. We don't even know if she wants to come back, but I'll give her a fair hearing and do the best I can for her.
Thank you, Firestar.
Bramblepaw's voice was tired and defeated.
I suppose that's more than she deserves.
He dipped his head to his mentor and padded on toward the gorse tunnel. Firestar gazed down from the high rock as the cats of ThunderClan emerged from their dens and gathered below him. He could see from their horror-struck expressions that the news of Blood Clan's threat and Tiger Star's terrible death had already spread throughout the camp. He knew that it was his duty to give them hope and courage.
but he did not know if he could, when he had so little for himself. The sun was going down, and the rock cast a long shadow across the sandy floor of the clearing. The scarlet rays of the dying sun made it too easy for Firestar to imagine that the camp was already washed in blood. He wondered if it wasn't a sign from StarClan that all his friends, all his warriors, would be destroyed. After all, the warrior ancestors had shown no sign of anger when Scourge had ripped Tigerstar's 9 lives out of him and let all his life's blood run into the sacred ground at 4 Trees. No, Firestar told himself. To think like that was to despair and do nothing. He had to go on believing that BloodClan could be defeated. Clearing his throat, he began to speak. Cats of ThunderClan, you have heard of the threat that faces us. BloodClan has come from Two-Leg Place and laid claim to the forest. They want us to run away and let them take over without a fight. But 3 days from now, we will stand together with WindClan and make BloodClan fight for every mouse length of the forest. In the clearing below, Cloudtail leaped to his paws and yowled agreement. Several cats echoed him, but Firestar could see that some glanced doubtfully at one another, as if they were